こんにちは、きのこです。映画のイングリッシュ、この番組では映画を楽しみながら映画やドラマを楽しみながらおしゃべりをしています。お気に入りの作品を見つけて英語学習に役立ててくださいね。お送りするのは私、きのこと映画大好きなマイクです。
Congratulations, Kinoko!
What?
Nippon Hellfighters has won the Pacific League!
Oh, Fighters! Yes!
So is all of Sapporo just like having a big party today?
I think so, because when I turned on the radio this morning, the NHK's Hokkaido newscaster seemed very excited about yesterday's game of fighters.
Yeah. It's surprising. I mean, they came from behind to overtake SoftBank, who, I mean, all season has just had like a 10-15 game lead over second place. Mm. So, I mean, it's the fact that they were able to, you know, overcome SoftBank is amazing in itself, but and to win the Pacific League, it's very exciting. And it brings us one step closer to going to Sapporo to watch the Japan series. I'm very happy.
そうだね。One game or two game for Champion League だっけ？なんだっけ？No.
For the Pacific League Championship.
Yes.
The PS. Is it the PS? I think it's the PS. So there's what? I think it will be SoftBank and Lotte will have a three game series.
Uh-huh.
Then the winner of that will go and they will have like a seven game series against Nippon Ham. But if it's like it is in the CS or the Central League, then Nippon Ham will start with one victory.
Mm-hmm.
So they will only have six games to play.
Oh, so なんだね。
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And もしかすると perhaps, probably, or possibly, Nippon Ham versus Carp?
Yes.
Possible.
That's, ありうる。That's very possible. That is very, very, very possible.
Mm-hmm.
So,
大変だね。ビールかけ何回もしなきゃなんないね。You have to. You かわかんないけど。Have to sprinkle beer several times.
Oh, yeah. That's not a problem. I don't think anyone has a problem with that. I mean, watching the carp in, during their celebration, and it's like one of the players, it was like Arai, was talking to a journalist and who's being interviewed, and like the other players will just come up and like start spraying beer on them. But it's like, when you're doing the interview, everyone, you know, they take the goggles off. So the beer just got right in his eye and he's like trying to wipe his eye and talk and spray beer back at the other players. And he's just like, that. And so I know like here in Hiroshima, when the Carp won the Central League, like half the city just started crying. Was there a lot of crying in Sapporo?
I haven't go to the downtown, so I haven't seen anyone cried for the victory.
Okay, they didn't show that on the news? That was all over. That was all over the news here. People crying.
そうなんだ。
Celebrating and crying.
The viewing rate, TV viewing rate in Hiroshima was over 17%. 70%.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing! Impossible, でしょ?
No,
are you?
No,
すごい。
This is a baseball city. Everyone almost like, if you're in Hiroshima and you're talking to someone who's from Hiroshima, or you're just talking to someone who's from Hiroshima, and you ask them like, "Oh, do you like the carp?" They will say yes, but while they're saying yes, they will give you this look. You know, their face is saying that is like the most incredibly stupidest question you could ever ask. Why are you asking me this question?
Because every Hiroshima citizens are Cubs fans.
Yeah. And like
your face says this is very idiot question.
I've been living here too long. No, you don't ask. Mm-hmm. You don't ask. But I mean, I don't know like how it is in Sapporo, but here in Hiroshima, the Hiroshima Ginko, mm-hmm. Hiroshima Bank, you can go and you can get a special bank account. Mm-hmm. So if the CARP wins the Central League, they will raise the interest rate.
Really?
Yeah, and they raise the interest rate.
For CARP premium.
Yeah. So it goes up 0.1%.
0.1%. 結構大きいよ.
Yeah. So a lot of people this year didn't get that. So now they're going to have to give back a lot of money. But everyone's happy.
すごいね. Yeah. So this is the city of baseball, really.
It is.
For Nippon Ham Fighters in Hokkaido, the situation is a little bit different because for a long time, we don't have any baseball team mm-hmm. in Hokkaido.
Yeah, they're so, originally from Tokyo, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. So the people, especially the one generation later, before, not to tell you, one generation before people, I think my mother's or father's generation people, they tend to love Giants.
Yeah.
Mm. So there are still many, many Giants fan in Hokkaido. Such people sometimes don't mind whether the fighters win or not.
Yeah.
Mm, but new generation like us began to love fighters. Well, they ignore Giants.
Yeah.
Mm. But luckily, the Fighters fans and Giants fans can coexist together in Sapporo because they have they belong to the different league, mm-hmm. Central League and Pacific League.
Yeah.
So this is lucky, very lucky.
Mm-hmm. And then just a little south of you is home to the Hokkaido CARP fan base. Hiroshima.
Ah, so you got on it. Ah, demo, are no kana, hyoto suruto. Perhaps, demo, possible, da yo ne.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing something on TV about the celebrations happening in Kita Hiroshima when the CARP won.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, so. Ah, demo, are kamo shirenai. Datte, there is a link.
Yeah.
With Kita Hiroshima City and Hiroshima, because Kita Hiroshima was made originally from the people in Hiroshima.
Yeah, founded.
So founded.
Yeah, it's yes. Cities, you found the city.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hiroshima is quite a big city.
Yeah.
Big suburb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went to visit, and maybe they have good okonomiyaki. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know.
Real okonomiyaki.
Hiroshima is just a suburb.
Yeah. But I'm sure they have good okonomiyaki.
So kana. Moshi wakattara oshiyashimasu.
Thank you.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So actually, it's completely off topic. But yesterday, my wife and I, we started playing with this smartphone app.
Huh?
A smartphone app.
Uh-huh.
You know, that I kind of wanted to share with everyone because it is just ridiculously fun. It's called Google Photos.
Google Photo?
Yeah.
Didn't you use it?
No.
No.
Have you been using this?
Yes, I shared some photos with my friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this is so much fun. Because I just installed it on my phone and automatically uploaded the photos. Mm-hmm. And then like every minute, it's like, oh, here's a little video we made. So you know about this.
I use it, but not so many times.
Yeah.
But several times I use it to share some photos.
Mm. Yeah, it's really easy to share photos with other people.
Yes.
But
because you are a Mac and iPhone users, mm-hmm. so things is very much easier.
Yeah. Mm. But what I like about it is you can just, it won't be like 100% quality, but you can upload like all of your photos.
Mm-hmm.
It has free unlimited storage for, you know, if it's not the highest quality. But I really like how it just goes through and it automatically organizes all of your photos for you. And they will take the photos and videos and like make special videos with like this goofy music in the background. And they make like GIFs.
Mm-hmm. GIF.
Yeah, and they'll make like little GIFs for you and everything. It's just still so much fun. I don't know why I haven't used it before. Maybe because it's Google, and Google is evil.
So, did you share some photos with your wife?
Yeah, we've just all day yesterday just sharing photos back and forth. It's fun, lots of fun.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to recommend that.
Okay.
And the other thing I want to recommend. Hold on.
What? Dun, dun, dun. Star Wars what? Monopoly.
Star Wars Monopoly.
I don't know the rule of Monopoly. It seems difficult.
No, the rules are very, very simple. I mean, the rules are very simple, yeah. You just go around and you land on a square and you buy the square and... You have to like buy as many as you can and everything like that. So the rules are very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on who you're playing against, the game can get very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very easy to play and it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to play with like a little Darth Vader or a Luke. They have a Finn and a Kylo Ren character. You can just boop, 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 boop. It's fun. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Star Wars Monopoly.
Can you play it with two people?
Yes.
Or more?
It's 2 to 4 players.
Mm, 2 to 4.
Yeah.
ひとりじゃできないんだ. You can't do it by yourself.
No.
No.
No, you can't play by yourself. You can have a fifth player if the fifth player wants to be the bank.
Oh, so nanda. Yeah. Oh, bank.
Yeah, so they don't have like a little character and they don't do anything except, you know, money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Monopoly, ne. Some people like some board games.
Yeah, board games are fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoy board games.
Oh, yes. But now... Here in Japan, it's less popular.
Well, yeah, I mean, they'll follow the like video games and
so
smartphone games.
まあ今はね.
Yeah, and you know, kids spending all night going to juku and when do you have time to play a board game?
Yeah, でもね, board game 好きな人いるよ, 確かに.
Yeah,
でそういうグループちゃんとあるし.
Mm-hmm.
だけど、でさ、で、そう、some board game is very beautiful じゃん。some European origins.
Yeah.
Yeah, seems very beautiful. So I'm interested in buying and playing it, but I hesitated because the rule, I don't know what, I'm not sure I can figure out the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I want some good guide, good leader.
Yeah.
To play with.
And the rules, I mean, most of them are pretty straightforward and simple.
Yeah,
I mean, we played the other night and, you know, luckily when we bought the game and it came with a Japanese and an English instruction manual. So we were sitting there and I had the English instruction manual and my wife had the Japanese instruction manual and we're playing and it's like, oh, what's the rule? And so you have to look at it. So, I mean, with a lot of the board games, you know, you sometimes kind of have to make your own rule because you're like, it's not really covered. So it's like, what is the spirit of the game? And try to figure that out. And
yeah. Instead of Monopoly, we Japanese have a game with Jinsei Game.
Oh, the game of life. Yeah.
Do you know that?
Of course.
Do you have the one in the English version?
Yeah, it's an American game.
Eh, Jinsei Game da yo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Originally, it is a Jinsei Game is came from America?
Yeah.
Really?
America or England?
ガラガラって回してさ、あの、車乗って跳ねるやつだよ。
Yeah.
本当? Game of Life.
Yeah,
this is my...
Milton Bradley. A very big board game maker. Yeah.
I did it when I was a child.
Yeah, everyone did.
そうそう。
But I was never a big fan of the game of life. It was always too complicated for me as a kid.
Eh, really? Yeah. だっていつ like a すごろくでじゃん。すごろくだからすごい簡単だったよ。Even I could figure out.
No, it's, you know, it's like, oh, you have to have a family and kids. And it's like, what's the fun in this? That's just real life.
そうだよね。
Yeah. But maybe... card games might be a little more interesting. There's Magic the Gathering, or even like the Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh kind of stuff, where you get like a deck of cards, and they have like different characters on it, and you do stuff.
I can't understand why it is interesting. Card games.
Yeah, I think like for kids, you know, you get the battle. You know, you're fighting with your friends and, you know, they have like these really cool characters and everything like that. I think as a parent, maybe it's like, well, you know, the kids have to use... like critical thinking, you know, it's like, oh, okay. So there's, you know, the opponent is this, you know, what, and on the card, it'll be like, oh, you know, this character is good against, you know, a character who is fire and they're weak against the character who is ice. And so they have to kind of figure that kind of stuff out. And sometimes, you know, mathematics is involved and they have to be able to do mathematics to kind of figure things out. Or role-playing games are also can also be very exciting. There's a couple of like really good Star Wars role-playing games, and there's also like Dungeons and Dragons, which usually, you know, you don't have like a board, but you get a book, and you know they have like these kind of scenarios, and everyone, you know, they create their own characters. And usually you have like a die, so dice, and you have to roll dice to be able to make decisions and everything like that. But if you look at a lot of the people in Hollywood, especially a lot of like directors and writers and everything, when they were kids, a lot of them played Dungeons and Dragons. And that is like the basis of them and how they learned to tell stories. Because that's what you're doing in Dungeons and Dragons. One of the people creates a story.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling this story and the other people are like the characters in the story.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be really fun.
So nanda. Yeah. Dungeons and Dragons. Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, that's just one type. There are a lot of different types of, role-playing games.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I would go with the Star Wars, but...
How about making a Star Wars version of Dungeons and Dragons?
They have that.
Mm, they have.
Yeah. A lot of the kind of background information in Star mm-hmm. Wars, in the Star Wars universe, comes from
mm-hmm.
the role-playing game. The West End, I think, yeah. Role-playing mm-hmm. game. And a couple of the people who now work for Lucasfilm mm-hmm. and are high up in the Lucasfilm organization
mm-hmm.
worked at West End and worked mm-hmm. on the Star Wars role-playing game
mm-hmm.
and now have been able to, progress their career. So now they work for
mm-hmm.
Lucasfilm. Exciting. All right. Sorry. Enough about that. Let's move on to news.
And now, Bob Hope, Swan's Eye View of the News.
Streaming News no corner desu. Mike, let's go. Okay, coffee.
Coffee. Sorry about that. I was having my coffee. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have some exciting news and something that I added just this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was watching movie news this morning and Disney announced, we were just talking about Star Wars, so there we go. Disney just announced that Jon Favreau
mm-hmm.
is going, and Jon Favreau is the person who directed the Jungle Book movie,
mm-hmm.
which is an excellent movie. But they announced that Jon Favreau is going to direct the new Lion King. The kind of, I think it's going to be kind of a live action version, just like with the Jungle Book. So we're going to be getting the same kind of thing. And the Lion King. So, were you a fan of the Lion King?
Not so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Not so much? Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Really?
I thought everyone loved The Lion King.
Yeah, yeah. Not so. そんなに嫌いじゃないけど.
Yeah.
そんなに大好きかと言われると、何好きでもないけれども. でも今度は live action.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be like The Jungle Book.
Mm.
So, I mean, I don't think it's really going to be live action, because in the Jungle Book, only Mowgli mm-hmm. is the only like human, and it's the only mm-hmm. person in the mm-hmm. film. Everything else is this very special kind of CGI that looks incredibly real. You believe, all of the animals are real. So I'm expecting it's going to look a lot like the Jungle Book. It might even look better because it's going to take a couple of years. So I'm excited about this. I mean, I love The Lion King.
Okay. Please tell me about Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau. He's a director and an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He directed let me go here. He directed, I think he directed Iron Man. Yeah, he directed... Mm-hmm.
So basically, he is a director on that.
Yeah, he's a director. No, he was a producer on Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He is also, he acts sometimes, he writes. See, director, he did The Jungle Book, he did Chef. Oh, no, he directed Iron Man and Iron Man 2. Yeah.
Hi.
He directed something that I hope we get to see one day, and that is Elf
mm-hmm.
with, what's his McDoodle? Will Ferrell
mm.
that we saw in Semi-Pro. So he,
oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. He so he directed Elf, Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Chef, and that's the yeah, it stars Jon Favreau. So Jon Favreau is the star with him, Robert Downey Jr., and Scarlett Johansson. So very, very talented. And as soon as The Jungle Book comes out on Blu-ray, we will watch that and talk about that on this podcast.
Yes.
Because that is just such an amazing movie. Really, really good.
Still on screen,
It is. It's still on screen. It just keeps going because it's so beautiful. It really is.
Here in Sapporo, there is still Jungle Book.
Yeah. Yeah, even here, it's like it still keep going. It keeps going. It's like on one screen, but it's like, oh, they're not taking it out because people want to see it. All right. So, also in the news, the Ghost in the Shell, Kokaku Kirotai,
Kirotai. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, they released a very odd. They released like a series of 10-second trailers.
Yes, yes.
Did you see that? What did you think of the trailers? Yes.
I couldn't understand.
But
it's beyond me.
Yeah, I didn't understand them either. But we did see that Bito Takashi is going to be in a movie. Yeah.
Yes.
It's exciting. And we also know.
Does she speak Japanese and English?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with that. But he's going to be in it. And Momoi Kaoru?
Momoi Kaori.
Kaori is also going to be in the film. And I like her. She's very strange, but.
Oh, you think she is strange? I think so.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, just look at her.
Original.
Oh, very original. But very good actor. Very good actor. So two really strong Japanese actors in this movie, which leads me into a question I have for you. So this movie has been somewhat controversial in America because the role of... Kusanagi Motoko is being played by Scarlett Johansson. And people are like, they have to have, you need to have an Asian actor playing this role. And a lot of people are complaining about this in America. I was just wondering, you know, as a Japanese person, how do you feel about a white American actor playing this Japanese character?
Very Hollywood movie.
It is very Hollywood.
Betsuni, sa, nante yuttara iin daro na. Betsuni, ano, ma, mukashi kara suu koto atta yo ne. Nothing new.
Nothing new. Yeah, it's expected.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because this is, I don't know, it is really a Hollywood movie?
Yeah.
It
is.
So, it is okay. So, we can expect, we can imagine it, even if it is originally came from Asian.
Yeah.
But the actress or actors, main actress or actors would be European
Western people. Yeah. Yeah.
だから, for us as a Japanese, a little bit disappointing. But some people, even some Japanese people love Scarlett Johansson. So that's okay.
She is a very good actor and she is very attractive. Yeah. I mean, there are a few Japanese actors in here, but not a lot. Yeah, there's the Rita Fukushima, but so, yeah.
来年なんだね。Next year.
Next year, yeah. Next year. Sometime next year.
ビートたけし、桃井かおり。
うん。
ジュリエット・ビノシも出るんだね。
I don't see anything about the release in Japan. It might not even be released in Japan. I'm sure like a hardcore Ghost in the Shell fan is upset.
I think so.
Because not that, you know, Scarlett Johansson is white and, it, you know, playing this character, but it's just it, she doesn't fit the image that they have of this character. You know, because like they announced for the new Spider-Man Homecoming, they announced one of the characters, like, oh, Mary Jane is going to be played by this person who I don't remember her name. Everyone went nuts. They were like, no, she doesn't have red hair. She can't play Mary Jane.
Originally, she has a red hair.
Yeah, the character has in the comic has red hair, and you're like, she doesn't have red hair. She can't be Mary Jane. What are you talking about?
So,
people can get very picky about this.
Yes, yes. Yeah, そうだよね。She doesn't have. あの女優さんでしょ? The actress. I don't remember her name.
No, this is for the new one. That's going to be coming out,
one.
Yeah, in like next year or the year after or something. But yeah, even back then with, was it Kirsten Dunst?
People complained
about her too. Because
why?
Because her hair color. Just because of the hair. And they're like, well, you can't dye it because it doesn't look like real red hair if you dye it. So, yeah.
なるほどね。
Yeah, people are just, yeah, and especially in America right now.
It's very hard to making a live action anime from some live action movie from some animation because they are very, very core and hard energetic fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many fans feel disappointed about their inner image, the gap between their inner image and the actual movie.
Yeah. I remember when they released Harry Potter, the first Harry Potter movie. That was like a big thing. It's like they were very uncertain about how well it was going to do. And I remember watching like the news and they would like go and ask the kids who were reading the books, like, oh, are you going to go see Harry Potter? Half of them were no. And they're like, why? And it's like, because Harry Potter is in my head.
Yes,
you know, it's like
yes,
I have the image of Hermione and Harry and everyone. It's like it's not going to be the same. So I don't want to be disappointed. Yeah.
But luckily, it was a very successful movie.
It's going to continue to be successful with the new Harry Potter movie coming out.
So the new Harry Potter movie coming.
Yeah. All right. So continuing along very quickly, since our schedules didn't match last week, so I recorded on my own, and I talked about Stranger Things, the Netflix TV show Stranger Things, if you remember.
What?
The show with the kind of scary show that I talked about 2 weeks ago. Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, it was a TV show that was about the four kids who are like a junior high school. And it was set in the 80s. So I finished watching that series. Amazing show. Absolutely amazing show. The jump scares, they start to get less as the show goes on. So once you start to get into like the third and fourth episode, they're not as many jump scares and they're not as scary because they become a little predictable. So you know it's coming. But just an amazing show. The kid actors in the show are fantastic. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun. And so, yeah, I finished watching that show. And now on Netflix, mm-hmm. I'm watching, last night, I just started watching a show called Last Chance U.
Last Chance U.
Yes. And this is kind of a docuseries mm-hmm. about a junior college football team. American football team. And essentially, this football team is built around players who either could not get into university, a four-year university, or they were kicked out of a four-year university because of bad behavior or because of bad grades. Mm-hmm. But they're really good football players. So this junior college has gone out and they started recruiting all of these players.
I see.
And like, they get them, they kind of get them to get back on path. Mm-hmm. They get their education. They go on to a four-year university. They graduate. And right now, this junior college has like 9 players in the NFL, which is like one of the highest of any like college or university in the NFL right now. They have 9 players who graduated from their college currently playing in the NFL.
Oh, what's the title again?
Last Chance U.
Last Chance U.
Yeah.
Oh, U or U?
Yes, just the letter U.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last Chance U.
Mm-hmm. So
Netflix. Yeah.
I've watched about most of the first episode. It's really very interesting. There's a lot of different kind of factors that go into this, and that's it's set in the Deep South of America. So you get a good look, I think, at that kind of culture. The Southern culture. It's about American football, so you get to look at a lot of you get to learn a lot about American football, and also just kind of the story of these players, you know, who had a lot of problems growing up. They were kind of, we would say, delinquents, and they're trying to, you know, set their life back on the right path and get better and move on to, you know, hopefully NFL careers and stuff. So very, very interesting so far. No, I'll keep everyone updated on that.
Okay.
All right. So any news? Do you have any news?
No.
No. All right. Then let's move on to today's main topic.
Today's movie is Miss Potter. 本日ご紹介するのはピーター・ラビットの生みの親ベアトリックス・ポターの半生を描いた2006年のイギリス映画ミス・ポターです。時は1902年のロンドン。宝石業で財を成した両家の子女ベアトリックスは自分の作品を出版社へ持ち込む日々を続けていました。服を着たウサギピーターラビットの物語はなかなか受け入れられなかったのですが、兄弟で出版社を経営していたウォーン社がこの出版を承諾してくれることに。しかし経営者のウォーン兄弟は末の弟ノーマンに編集を任せます。ノーマンは母親の森ばかりの日々に飽き、かねてから自分も仕事がしてみたいと思っていたのです。兄たちはそんな彼に失敗しても構わないような小さな仕事を与えてみたのでした。ところがノーマンはそんな兄を尻目にピーター・ラビットの物語に心を奪われます。出版されたピーター・ラビットのお話はすぐにベストセラーになりシリーズ化が決定。ノーマンという今までに最高の理解者を得たビアトリクスは次々と作品を書き始めていくのです。そんな折ビアトリクスはノーマンと彼の姉ミリーを自宅のクリスマスパーティーに招待。手を取り合いダンスを踊るノーマンとビアトリクス、そして彼からの突然のプロポーズ、身分が違いすぎる、商売には誇りを持ち込むなどと反対する両親に、ポター家が何様なの、元はおじい様の染め物業のおかげじゃないと食ってかかるビアトリクス。口を聞こうともしない彼女に 父のルパートは夏の間離れていて秋になっても気持ちが変わらなければ結婚を認めるという条件を出し、一家は夏の湖水地方にバカンスへ出かけます。お互いを信じ、条件を飲んだ二人は夏の間何通もの手紙を取り交わします。永遠にこの幸せな時間が続くと思っていた矢先、ノーマンからの手紙が途絶え始め、ミリーからノーマンが病気だという知らせが届くのです。イギリス湖水地方の素晴らしい自然風景とともに、ナショナルトラスト運動の先駆者としても活躍したベアトリックス・ポーターの半生をたどる映画です。長く説明しちゃった。
Yeah, it was very long. That was a very good read. Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry about that. I kind of stepped on your toes there. Alright, so the cast and crew for Miss Potter.
Please.
Yeah, so the 2006 Miss Potter is directed by Chris Noonan. Yes, who also wrote and directed the Fantabulous, maybe, I don't know, the 1995 Babe. And yes, Babe is the talking pig movie.
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, you saw Babe?
When I was a high school student.
What did you think?
I remember.
Then obviously you enjoyed it when you're in high school and you are just embarrassed to admit that you liked Babe. But it's okay. That's okay. All right. So the titular role of Beatrix Potter is portrayed by the lovely, the very talented, I would marry one day if I could, Renee Zellweger. So Renee is probably like most well known for Jerry Maguire and Bridget Jones's Diary, which we saw. And of course, we also saw her in Empire Records. My personal favorite is a movie in which she is known only as Girl in Blue Pickup Truck. She was just like an extra, only a couple of lines. And that was a movie called Dazed and Confused, which launched a lot of actors' careers. Most notably, like Matthew McConaughey and Ben Affleck were in that movie. Mm-hmm. And a couple other, the guy from Empire Records, the guy who stole the money and went to the casino. He was in Dazed and Confused as well. So Bridget, not Bridget, Renee Zellweger has, she took kind of a long break from acting. I think almost about 6 years.
Oh, 6 years. Yeah.
But she has now come back. She has two movies coming out. The first one is Bridget Jones's Baby. This has...
coming soon.
Yes. Very exciting. Colin Firth has returned. Hugh Grant has not returned, but Hugh Grant has been replaced with a different character, played by Patrick Dempsey, who was kind of a 80s teen heartthrob kind of guy. And most recently, he was on the long-running Grey's Anatomy TV show. And of course, you know, Jim Broadbent is coming back to play the father.
Welcome.
Yes, yes. Your little lovable, huggable.
Lovable.
Yeah. And she is also going to be in an upcoming legal drama called The Whole Truth. And this has Keanu Reeves, Jim Belushi, and Gugu, I cannot pronounce her name, I apologize, Mbatha-Raw, who's Sierra Leone, maybe? I don't know. And there is a trailer. We will have the trailer in the show notes. Have you seen the trailer?
Yes.
Okay.
Seems very attractive.
It is very attractive. I probably should have said something to you before this, but I think that the trailer gives away the whole story.
かもしれないね.
Yeah. So, I mean, if that's important, I know for some people that isn't really what's important when watching a movie, that story and some of the like the twists and turns that you get in the movie isn't that important. For me, it is. So watching this and seeing that, I was like, oh, geez. I just saw the movie. I don't need to go see the movie now.
All right. But we can. But even if we watch it, we can enjoy Keanu Reeves on screen.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
And Keanu Reeves is also right now working on John Hick 2.
John Wick 2. John Wick.
Yeah, this was the movie that I talked about, John Wick, a couple of months ago with Keanu Reeves, about how he just goes nuts and starts killing everyone because they killed his dog. Fantastic movie. So they're making a sequel to that. But okay, back to Miss Potter. So also we have, of course, this is the incredible Ewan McGregor, who plays Norman Warr. Ewan, I think, is probably most well known, and personally I know him most as Obi-Wan Kenobi in the prequels, the Star Wars prequels, and for Trainspotting, which is a big kind of cult hit. Most recently, he was in the third season of the TV show Fargo, which also has Martin Freeman. And it's supposed to be a really good show. Next year, he will be the voice of Lumiere in the live-action Beauty and the Beast. See, we see a theme here, right? With Disney, a lot of old animated movies are turning into live-action movies. And he is going to be in the sequel to Trainspotting. So they're making a sequel to Trainspotting like 20 years after the original. Trainspotting is a movie that I have started watching at least 4 or 5 different times.
Four?
Yeah, but I have never finished.
Never finished.
No. Oh, really? I will try to keep it as clean up as possible, but I always get to the same scene. And let's just say that Ewan McGregor's character really has to go to the bathroom. And so he goes to like this bathroom in a pub or something like that. And he wants to go, but the toilet is clogged.
Wow.
And he like has to put his hand.
Yeah.
So I get there and I stop.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. And then, of course, we have Emily Watson, who plays Millie. She is probably best known for the movie War Horse. She was also in Corpse Bride, kind of, I think it's a stop motion animated movie. And she was in the, I think it was BBC, Gosford Park. Do you know Gosford Park?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's another one of those classic kind of like Victorian period novels. We know her as Countess Lydia Ivanov from Anna Karenina.
Really?
Yeah. So this was like, you know, that little group of women that Karenina was with. The kind of like the bossy one who was like the leader of them. That was Emily Watson.
I remember.
Yeah. But we've seen her. And at the moment, there does not seem to be much coming up for her. Maybe just a bunch of like little small roles and stuff like that. I also wanted to mention very quickly Barbara Flynn, who plays Helen Potter, the mother. And of course, there is Bill Patterson, who has like some of the just most incredible mutton chops I have ever seen, and plays Beatrix's father, Robert. Yeah, Robert.
Rupert.
Yeah. But those those mutton chops are just incredible. It's just incredible. All right. So
is that possible? Really possible?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
you can do it.
I cannot. I cannot grow a beard very well. So, but yeah, I mean, it takes a long time.
Yeah,
I mean, it'll take years.
Yes. そこに感動するところじゃない。
I wouldn't do it. Especially not nowadays. But yeah. All right, so let's move along to the good and the bad and the ugly. Where do you want to start today?
Just me. All
right. let's start with good the good. Let's start with the good. Why don't you good. Give? Why don't you start us off?
Why?
You.
A good point?
Yeah.
For me?
What did you like about this?
Oh, I like it because of this stunning scenery. I like this. I like such movies with long scenery, British lake district. So very, very beautiful. So when you told me about we will watch this movie next, I was very looking forward to watch the beautiful scenery in this movie, and it never betrayed me. I enjoyed really, really so much. And next, Renée's Beatrix was really amazing. I was so surprised because I thought she was selected as Beatrix Potter because Renée has acted as unmarried woman several times in Bridget Jones's series. But it was wrong. I realized that she was the best actor who can be Beatrix Potter. She was charming and she seemed independent and intellectual woman in this movie. So I liked her so much. So then, and about Ewan McGregor's Norman was also a charming, even though adorable character.
Yes.
I like him. ちょっとドジじゃない? At the first part, when they met together about their job for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he was so charming.
I just very quickly, if I may interject, they go in and they sit down, and Ewan McGregor's eyes just it said everything.
Said everything.
It said you look at his eyes and you could tell just what he was thinking. It was it's so beautiful. Just his acting in that scene was just it was amazing to me. I thought.
So you seem to be a positive for this movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
How about your good point?
Yeah, well, first before that, you were talking about the scenery, which is very beautiful. What did you think of the costuming?
I'm not so familiar with the historical background of this era.
Okay, because
costume ka.
Because of what from what I understand, what I read is that it's all authentic clothing.
But
they found like the from real Victorian era clothing. So none of it was made. It was real Victorian clothing that they found.
Really?
Yeah.
I found some links to the picture book itself.
Yeah.
I found this very similar clothes with the Beatrix Potter's drawings. Mm-hmm. Like, I love some Peter Rabbit book series.
Yeah.
And there is a cat with a kitten Tom, and his costume is just like his brother's. Her brother, Beatrix's brother. I don't remember her name. His name.
Yeah.
When they are kid, they went to the Lake District for the summer vacation, and they chased some rabbit.
And
you remember the scene with the.
And she falls and gets all muddy.
Yes. Yes. あの時に着てたあの弟の服がその子猫のドムにすごくそっくりなの。I really like Kitten Tom's book. I read it several times. So that episode itself is similar to the picture book. never, never, 汚、絶対に汚しちゃダメよって言われてる服を、よそ行きの服を着て、外に出るんだけども、散々遊び散らして泥だらけになっちゃって、子猫のトムも泥だらけになっちゃって、泥だらけになった上に、の洋服をね、パドルダックに取られちゃうのっていう話なの。It is a story about the kitten, cat, Tom, and his sister.、
Mm-hmm.
They
were... So it's based on what happened to her?
Yes,、okay. yes. If that episode is the truth,
yeah,
there is a link to、mm. the picture book.、
Mm. And、mm. yeah, the second thing is Renee Zellweger was not chosen for this role.
Not chosen?
No, she made this movie.
Oh, really?
She wanted to make this movie.
She made?
Yeah, she is like an executive producer.
Oh, so nan da.、Yeah.
She wanted to do the story about、Beatrix Potter, and we'll talk a little bit more about that、in our questions section. But yeah, she's the one who wanted to do this movie.
Oh,、
and she is the one who wanted、Ewan McGregor to play Norman because they had、done another movie together before、
mm-hmm.
this. So.、
Mm-hmm.Good choice.
Yeah. As for me, you know, the good of the movie is, of course, Ewan and Renee.
Mm.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fantastic. I think their acting is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's acting. I think this, the acting in this is just top notch.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, especially, I'm used to Ewan McGregor.In Star Wars,、mm-hmm. in the Star Wars prequels, in which、mm-hmm. he probably is the best actor
in
those three movies.、
Mm-hmm.
And his acting is probably the best, but it's still not very good.、
Mm-hmm.
So seeing him in this role and in a role that has so much depth...And such like a range of emotions that、mm. he's able to communicate without actually saying any dialogue、
mm-hmm.
is I was just like, oh, I wish you could have done that in Star Wars. The movies would be so much better if you could have done that.
Oh, so you have a puzzled emotion for him、
yeah.
in this movie?
Yeah, because,
oh, really?
Yeah, because I know he's a good actor.But it's like in Star Wars,、the acting, George Lucas never focused on the actors and he never focused on the acting. And so I think that Ewan McGregor, especially at that point, was someone who kind of needed、mm-hmm. more direction to be able to、mm-hmm. you know, pull out his acting. And he didn't、have that. But here,、yeah. it's so good.I mean, his on-screen presence.、
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love Renee Zellweger, but you see Renee Zellweger and Ewan McGregor on screen, my eyes go to Ewan McGregor.
Because、
mm-hmm. I think he just, he does so much better.、
Mm-hmm. How about their English accent?
Yeah, it's good.
Good?
I mean, well, yeah.
I think Renee is American.
Yeah.
How about Ewan McGregor?
He is Scottish.
So it's natural for him、
yeah.
to speak British accent?
Yeah, yeah.
But Renee is hard to pronounce.
Renee!
その辺ちょっと分かんない、ね、微妙なアクセントの違いはどうだったのかなと思って。
I don't...I have a problem with Renee Zellweger's accent. I think it's perfectly fine.
Okay, okay.
I have not heard anyone speak、mm. badly of、
mm-hmm.
her accent. I think she does it quite well.、
Mm-hmm.
And she's done it several times. I mean, she's、
mm.
done it with the Bridget Jones、
mm-hmm.
movies、mm-hmm. as well. So.
So, that's right. So, that's right. Hmm.
But、okay. it is a very, and especially in this movie, you know, it is a very kind of stilted、 haughty kind of accent that she does, and she kind of does it a little bit too in Bridget Jones's. So, so also like yeah, also for me the good is the scene when they talk about like when Beatrix is talking about all of the potential suitors that she had in the past, you know, like, oh, her parents were like, oh, you should marry this person and you should, and seeing like all these different suitors and everything. And it's like, oh my God, I'm so glad that, you know, we don't live in that time anymore.
Yeah.
Especially the that ginger guy.
Ginger,
the redhead with the kind of the little mutton chops and
yes.
chubby guy. He's like, oh, this is a perfect match. I at the beginning of the movie, I remember like at the beginning of the movie, and she, you see her like going around looking for a publisher. And then, you know, it's like, oh, she's really struggling to find a publisher. And finally, someone's like, oh, we'll publish your book. And she's like very happy. She's like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And she's walking out the door. It's like, oh, hold on. And then she's just like, she just finds a publisher after all this time struggling to find a publisher. She finds a publisher and then she insults them. She's like, oh, I want this and I want this, I want this. And oh, please don't use that stupid font that you use. I think that really gives a good insight at the very beginning of the movie into who Beatrix Potter is and what her character is. I thought that was very well done.
Yeah. I also like Mrs. or Miss Wiggins.
Oh, the chaperone.
Yes, chaperone っていうのかな?
The lady who's always following her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chaperone.
Chaperone って言うんだ。Chaperone. Chaperone. What's the spell?
I don't know. That's chaperone is D. No, not D.
C-H-A-P-E-R-O-N-E.
Yeah.
Chaperone. Ah, すごい French. French. Yeah. French. Chaperone. Ah, なるほどね。昔、シャペロンって言うんだ。ちゃんとシャペロンってなってるよ。昔、社交界なので若い女性に付き添った多くは年配の婦人。To monitor.
Yes.
The young lady.
Mm-hmm.Yeah, a young lady and a young man were not supposed to be together alone. Yeah, so that's why she's always following her. And there's that scene when Ewan like, oh, I spiked the coffee with brandy. And she's like, why would you do that? But as soon as they go into the room, she's like, ooh, the coffee. And she like falls asleep. Oh. Also, like, there's that. I mean, it's so many good scenes, right? That the scene when she goes and she's like, oh, I would like to be able to buy like a little cottage in in the countryside. Do I have enough money for that? And the guy's like, you could buy like three estates if you want. you have a lot of money. He's like, really? I didn't know that. I mean, isn't that kind of odd? To think like there was a time when people just had no idea how much money they had. Very good, very good. All right, so let's move along to the bad.
Bad point.
Yeah. What's me? Yeah, we'll start with you.
そうだな。I was a bit disappointed with the difference with the historically truth background. In this some episode in this movie seem to be historically incorrect, I think.
Really?
The most big point is that she wrote her books. She started to draw to send her drawing card to her to her governess's kit.
Mm-hmm.
あの、
oh.
But there is no governess kit uh-huh. in this movie.
Mm.
Mm. She wrote by herself for publishing it. But it's not true, I think. それが、this is a big difference だよね。
Mm.
あとは、そうだな。あとはね、どう、なんだっけ。According to Wikipedia, there is some differences between the actor and this movie.
Mm.
そうだな。Puddle Duck Jemima's Tale was written after Wong passed away. So these things happened in the actual life. とか、William Healy's her actual husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was not the neighbor of her childhood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he is elder. He is younger than she,
mm-hmm.
actually. God, there is a big difference.
Yeah, we have small little differences.
And Beatrix Potter celebrated Christmas, but her family was Unitarian.
Really?
Yeah, so for her family, Christmas is much simpler.
Yeah.
So they don't celebrate such like that.
Yeah.
So this is a story,
mm-hmm.
not history.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit disappointed at that. This is not biographically correct movie.
Not historically accurate.
Yeah, historically accurate. But I like this because it's just a story.
Mm.
それがちょっとディスポインティッドだったかなとは思うけど、How about you?
I'm not a Beatrix Potter fan. I don't know about the history of Beatrix Potter or anything like that. But I agree with you and I kind of disagree with you. I disagree in the sense that the changes that they made
Mm-hmm.
made the story more interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I agree with you in the sense that it's the movie lacks focus.
Oh, really?
I think. The acting, again, the acting is fantastic. And it reminds me of Hope Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic acting. Every scene, you watch that scene, mm-hmm. the scene mm-hmm. is very engaging.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the structure of the movie is very good. I mean, you're talking mm-hmm. about the duck,
mm-hmm.
right? They introduce the duck, and they introduce the duck in that scene where, you know, she goes back into time and, you know, she falls in a puddle and everything mm-hmm. like that. And she meets... like her husband when mm-hmm. they were kids, and that's setting up, you know, what's happening later on in the movie mm-hmm. when she returns mm-hmm. to the Lake Districts to live there and everything mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And so it does that, all of that very well in terms of, you know, progressing the story and being able to do it in a very kind of traditional standard
mm-hmm.
storytelling mm-hmm. way. But it is predictable. I mean, it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, biographical kind of
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, I mean, there's too many things that's happening. I mean, mm-hmm. you start off in the movie and you're thinking like, oh, this is going to be about Beatrix Potter
mm-hmm.
and about her getting her works published and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And maybe a little bit about, you know, like women's rights or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then very quickly it turns into... a love story between mm-hmm, her and Norman. Mm-hmm,
そうだね。
And you start throwing in all of this kind of, you know, like upstairs, downstairs stuff that's going on and about the different classes. And then, mm-hmm. you know, like Beatrix returning to the countryside and Norman dying and her going and like being a conservationist and buying up all of this land and marrying this other person. And I don't remember the person's name. Honestly, the person who, what was the name of the person she married?
Healy's. William Healy's.
And this is another thing that I had a problem with is we saw this great relationship and this great dynamics between Norman and Beatrix, and Norman dies. I mean, which is what happened in real life, I guess. I don't know. And then she goes back and meets this Helix person, or re-meets Helix, and they get married. And I'm watching this and I'm like, there is no chemistry between these two people.
If it depicts their chemistry, the movie itself is much more complicated and lose focus.
Focus? There is no focus. I mean, what is this movie about?
The Beatrix Potter.
But you can't do a whole life. I mean, they want to try and do like, I mean, I understand, you know, Renee Zellweger, I guess she's a Potter fan and she wanted to do this movie, but there's too much. There's too many different phases of her life. There's too many different storylines going on.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
And
so, basically, this is a love story, Anjanai. No.
The love, it's the love story between Beatrix Potter and Norman Ware.
And Norman. Mm-hmm.
Right. So then it should have ended with at the death of Norman, and maybe a little bit of after in terms of, because there is that scene like after Norman's death when she locks herself in her bedroom, which I have to say, a beautiful bedroom. I would love a bedroom like that. That was amazing. But she's like doing all the drawings and, you know, the garbage is just all over the room. I thought that was like a very intense scene. I really enjoyed that.
Yes.
And then, you know, Millie comes and kind of getting over a little bit, you know, the death of Norman and everything. That's where it should have ended. And then it could have had the text like it did about her.
So Beatrix Potter is also, she's just a writer, but also her big career is the founder, one of the contributors of National Trust. This is a very famous and important factor of her life.
But that's a separate movie.
We can't ignore that phase.
Yeah, but most of that story is told in the form of text on the screen. They're introducing that story. They introduce the story, but then they resolve it with text on the screen. So it makes no sense having it in the movie at all. You could just after that, you know, say like, she gets over Norman and she moves to the country, her beloved country, and she, you know, tries to conserve it as much as she can and everything like that. Or if you really wanted to do that, you could have had like smaller scenes, you know, kind of throughout the movie talking about how the countryside is being bought up and all the farmland is being bought up. You could have introduced that in a different way instead of how they do it at the end, like introducing a new lover and husband and everything like that. Right after you see Norman is dying, he dies, and I don't.
So da ne. Before watching this movie, I thought this movie will focus more about National Trust movement. So after watching this movie, I felt a little bit monotarinai na tte kiga shita no ne. Because I wanted to know about her National Trust contribution more and more. So that's not enough. Datto omotta no. Dakedo,
that would make a fantastic movie. Just that.
Just that. I mean,
hey, come on. Is Renee, she's acting now. She can come back and be an older Beatrix mm-hmm. Potter, do all about the National Trust. Mm-hmm. They can do that.
Talking about love story.
Yeah.
The relationship between Norman and Beatrix is stronger than the episode with Beatrix and Helis.
Yeah, because there was no time. And not just that, but the on-screen chemistry between those two was just missing. It felt very dead. Mm-hmm. There was nothing, no twinkle in the eyes. There was no body language to suggest like, oh yeah, these two people actually like each other. You know that they like each other just simply because of the story. And you know that that's where it's heading because of the story, but not because you can see it in each other when they're on screen together that they're interested, you know? All right. There's one more thing I would like to complain about.
Okay.
And then we'll move on to our questions. And that is right before Norman's death, the scene when Beatrix is back in the Lake District with her and Norman writing back and forth to one another. And, you know, you see like, you know, Beatrix Potter like on her bed writing and then Norman's like replying and then Beatrix replies and that is so stupid. I don't want to watch someone sitting at a desk writing to someone and narrating what they are writing. Why?
Because they wrote each other many times.
But that is just such a boring way of doing it.
No, it takes not so long time.
You know, instead of having them sitting there and me watching them write, you know, she could have, Beatrix Potter could have been sitting there talking to her ducks and rabbits and stuff, talking about the letters or something like that. To me, that would have been more entertaining. Instead of, you know, watching people write and having like a voiceover what they're writing. It's a little generic. All right. So let's move along to our questions.
Okay. Is that a British Army Browning L9A1 in your pocket? Or are you just pleased to see me?
Question time. And as always, we will start with the question that we will always ask, and that is...
My name is Columbo. I'm a lieutenant.
Is this a Columbo movie?
No. For me, it seems to be Columbo.
No, really? No, I don't think it's a Columbo movie. I think that the pacing of it is done really well. It's always
the
moving.
Itself, a 1.5 hour movie, yeah. So that's enough.
Is it? It's 90 minutes.
Okay.
Is it?
That's good.
I don't know. I mean, it didn't feel long. Which to me is like the heart of... Is it Columbo? It's like, does it feel long? It doesn't feel long. I think the pacing is really well. All right. So questions? Do you have any questions?
Okay. Culture, as a culture background, the Peter Rabbit books and Beatrix Potter popular in the US?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We were talking about this a little bit earlier, but Renee Zellweger, she's American. She wanted to do this movie. You know, this was kind of like a pet project for her, I think, a passion project for her, because she's a fan. She likes Beatrix Potter, so she wanted to make this movie about Beatrix Potter. Peter Rabbit is amazingly famous and very popular in America.
Have you read it?
No, I didn't. I did not read it. I grew up with... like the Berenstain Bears and Dr. Seuss. When I started to get a little bit older, and this is the other thing, like in terms of like Beatrix Potter,
Mm-hmm. So you don't know about the story of Peter Rabbit or
no.
some? No, okay. I think this is what her story is a bit cynical.
Really?
Yes. Not happy ending picture book for kids. No, no.
It's Victorian.
When I read her books for the first time when I was a kid, this is their stories is a bit scary because Peter Rabbit has four sisters and Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. Peter is the one, only one boy. And their family lived near the big tree. And Peter's mother have to raise their kids by herself because her husband was eaten as a meat pie.
Ouch. Mm.
By Mr. McGregor.
Mm.
So they
McGregor.
So McGregor.
Ewan McGregor ate Peter's father.
Peter Rabbit's father.
Yeah.
So her mother always tells her their kids never go to Mr. McGregor's house, but Peter tried to do that.
Mm.
And he was chased by him and almost nearly eaten by him,
yeah.
But successfully.
He got away. Yeah. Well,
Wuhan.
Bambi.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows Bambi, right? The first like 2 minutes of the movie, Bambi's mother gets killed. Read any of the Brothers Grimm, their original Brothers Grimm stories. The Dutch guy, who wrote the fairy tale, Hans Christian Andersen. That stuff was scary.
Yeah.
Parents would not let their kids read that stuff today. They'd be like, oh, that's going to be too scary for them. Very different time.
The original version is so scary.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I like them.
Yeah.
I like scary picture books.
Scary picture books. Not scary movies, but scary picture books.
Yeah, picture books.
Okay.
How about your question?
So one of the things that was kind of people talked a lot about in this movie was the paintings, Beatrix Potter's paintings, how they, you know, would come to life and she would interact with them and everything to be turned into like animated objects. What did you think about that?
Good.
You enjoyed it.
I like it.
I liked it too. I didn't like how when her parents were going off someplace and it went down and it was kind of like this Cinderella looking thing.
Yes.
To me, that didn't make sense. It's like, did she like go down there and draw a cart or that, whatever the crap that thing is?
Yes,
I don't remember.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, like when she was like talking to the animals and stuff, it was very cute and I enjoyed that. You enjoyed it?
Yes, very much. I like Beatrix Potter's drawings.
Yeah, they're cute.
Cute, dashi, very vivid, desho.
Yes.
But their face seems plain.
Yeah.
And face always the same.
Mm.
So we can imagine anything from their face.
Yeah, it's simple. But simple is good. Yeah. All right. So what did you think of Ewan McGregor singing?
なんとも言えない Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
Just 普通.
I don't think it's necessary.
But that was a nice moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, it's each scene, they're very nice, but yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And we kind of talked about this a little bit before, but the chemistry between Renee Zellweger and Hugh McGregor, the on-screen chemistry, what did you think of that?
I like both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, together, when they're together and they're interacting with each other, mm-hmm. do you believe that they are interested in each other, that they love each other? Or do you feel they're acting that way? But I mean, do you believe them? Do you believe that they love each other?
Yuan's face is a little bit too modernized for slang acting such a Victorian era.
How so? His expressions.
So. His face.
Well, I mean,
ちょっと, Too young.
な感じがして。Too young?
なんかこう、彼の顔がああいう顔なのかな?
He was supposed to look young, right? Because he was the youngest brother.
いや、それはわかるんだけど、そうだとしても、なんか顔そのものがちょっと現代的すぎる。 Too much modern era's face.
It's going to be very hard to find any person today who is going to have a very Victorian look. even modern Brits today, you know, they're very clean, you know, they have the very nice teeth and everything like that. Some of the older actors might look a little more Shakespearean or Victorian or something, but finding someone who has a Victorian face, I think it's going to be kind of hard. I think for a lot of people that would throw them off to, you know, watch a movie and see that kind of face. They'd be like, huh? Mm-hmm. What's that?
Mm. What about you? So you seem their chemistry is good.
Yeah, I thought, I believed that, you know, they had this relationship. I believed them when, you know, they're talking to each other and that they, you know, were in love.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I thought that was really good chemistry. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's move along to our final word.
Take a step back. Look at the bigger picture.
All right. So again, why don't you start us off on final word?
You first.
Me?
Mm.
Oh, all right. So, I enjoyed the movie, but like I said, lacks a little focus for me. There's too many different storylines happening. Again, it reminds me a little of Hope Springs. Great acting. Some of the dialogue was very fun. Each scene individually, or most of the scenes individually, are very good, very engaging. Mm-hmm. But all together, not so much. I really wanted more of the focus on the Beatrix Potter and Norman Ware storyline. Mm-hmm. I would have loved more of that and just mainly that kind of story. But I still enjoyed the movie. It's a good movie. It's a fun movie to watch. So,
よかった.
Yeah.
What a relief.
Yay! So I give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
How about you?
My score is 3.8 out of 5.
Ooh.
Close to you.
Yeah, very close. A little higher.
Yeah, a little bit higher. I like it because I like this era's movie. And I love a Lake District beautiful scenery. So strongly recommend to people who like British Victorian movies such as Pride and Prejudice, Emma, or who likes Downton Abbey. Like, this would be a very good movie to watch. But I'm not sure most men like you prefer such movie. So I was relieved to hear that you like it, enjoy it.
Yeah. I might be kind of rare, but yeah, I enjoy kind of period pieces, period dramas. So, and I like Jane Austen. So,
good. So, ne, 3.8 くらいかな. For me, I enjoy it.
Yeah, we both enjoyed the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's a fun movie to watch.
Mm-hmm. 疲れた時にね、夜とか。And at night, when you feel tired, oh, I want to 癒されたいと思った時に見るといい感じ。
I was kind of watching this movie while I was cleaning out the office here, getting ready to move. So just throwing away a bunch of old stuff that we don't want to take with us. So kind of cleaning up and starting to pack.
Oh, good.
Exciting. Get to move it again for like the 12th or 13th time in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have moved a lot. All right, so what are we going to be watching next week?
Next week? You have chosen Zootopia.
Zootopia.
Thank you for giving me a good movie.
No, no problem.
Yes.
No problem. Have you seen it yet?
Of course. Ooh. Yes, really good.
Ooh,
yes.
It is really good, isn't it? Were your children able to watch it?
Of course. I will tell you about it next week.
Next week. All right. So next week.
Thank you very much and good night, everybody.
Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going?
I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
映画のイングリッシュ。本日はこの辺でお開きです。お聞きいただきありがとうございました。次週お届けするのはズートピアです。見た方、DVD なんかでご覧になった方もぜひ聞いてくださいね。E メールは、あ、じゃなかった。すいません。番組アドレスは、映画の english.com。E メールは、mike@映画の english.com。キノコ @映画の english.com です。では次回もよろしくお願いします。
I have a little coughing fit right there at the end. As I was going to say, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Eiga no English. Do everything that Kinoko just told you to do. We'd be very happy about that. And next week we are going to be watching Zootopia. Very exciting. Until then, have a nice day.